For today's GeoQuiz, we're heading north, way north. We're looking for a European city located above the Arctic Circle. It's just 1,400 miles from the North Pole, set among fjords and snow-capped mountains. The city of some 67,000 residents boasts the world's northernmost university. It's also home to the northernmost brewery, northernmost Burger King, and northernmost botanical garden. It's filled with plants from some of the colder places on Earth. We'll take a guided tour of the garden and reveal the name of the city that many call the capital of northern Norway in just over a minute. Did I say it's in the north? I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A city at the very top of Europe was the goal for our GeoQuiz today. The answer is the Norwegian city of Tromsø. At almost 70 degrees north latitude, Tromsø sits above the Arctic Circle, but its climate is more temperate than you might expect, warmed by the Gulf Stream offshore. Tromsø is lush and green in the summer, and that's an excellent time to visit the city's unique botanical garden. The garden's director offers us this audio tour.
My name is Arve Elvebakk. I am curator of the northernmost botanic garden in the world, which is part of the University of Tromsø. Let's take a walk and have a look at some of these nicest plants that we have here. We have concentrated on plants from cold areas in the world, mostly from mountains. We have plants from South America, from the southern part of the Andes, from New Zealand, from South Africa, the Alps. The plants are small, so visitors can bend down and take a photograph and get very close to a plant which is growing between rocks, and they have all kinds of colors. And here we have a lot of rare primula species. Most of the ones we see in front of us here are from the mountains of China. This is a yellow one. It's full of flowers, and it has a very, some would say, a very unpleasant smell. Yeah. It doesn't smell like anything else. In an English book, it was compared to, what was it? A smoked haddock or something like this. But I like it. I think our most rare plant is in this Arctic slope. So let us go there, have a look. Now you can hear the sound of water from a small stream. It is artificial, but we hope people believe it's natural. And this is where we will grow the most cold-loving species. Species which actually are now threatened by global warming. This one is a small, compact buttercup. It's densely packed with yellow flowers, which are looking like another buttercup, but this is much more beautiful than a normal buttercup. It's only found in one very small area, and that's on Svalbard. Svalbard, these are these high Arctic islands, halfway between here and the North Pole, at around 80 degrees north, and this is found only on a single locality. And last year, they studied it and found that there were 51 individuals there. And these are 51 in the whole world. And you know that with animals, zoological gardens and other institutions, they have programs to increase populations of pandas and orangutans and many rare birds. And we actually try to do the same with this plant, because we have collected seeds, and we have two plants which themselves also have produced molts, babies, as you can see here. So we like to have a population here, like a security population. We have a lot of visitors, and many foreigners appreciate this garden so much because it's so different from other gardens. I had a man who said that he was almost crying for happiness when he came to the garden because it was no much nicer than he had expected.
Arve Elvebakk is the curator of the Arctic Alpine Botanic Garden in Tromsø, Norway.